Welcome. Today we're discussing a fascinating journey through the world of code editors. Our subject spent 7 years loyal to VS Code, but the allure of new editors proved too strong. So over the past 6 months, they've explored NeoVim, Zed, and Cursor. Buckle up, folks. It's a wild ride.
Wow, 7 years with VS Code. That's commitment. I'm intrigued, though, about this exploration, starting with NeoVim. Why NeoVim first?
It all began with parental leave and a desire to learn Vim. Our subject dove headfirst into the NeoVim kickstart, mastering Vim motions, key bindings, and customization. They even created a Vim for React developers mini course along the way. Talk about productive time off.
A mini course? That's impressive. Sounds like a really positive experience. But why the switch then? What didn't they like about NeoVim?
Well, while the customization was a plus, it occasionally led to configuration headaches. Plus, the day-to-day experience, those micro UI interactions, just didn't quite match the polish of a full-fledged IDE like VS Code or Zed. You know those little details, like smooth scrolling, that make a big difference over time.
I get that. So Zed was next, right? What drew them to Zed specifically?
Zed's stunning design, the Vim mode, and the open-source nature of the project were big draws. Plus, our subject appreciated the team's responsiveness to feedback, particularly regarding improvements to Git support and AI features.
So Zed sounds pretty ideal. Why not stick with it?
Ah, good question. Zed's tab completion and AI-powered composer feature, while improving, weren't quite at the level our subject was hoping for. Enter Cursor, built on the VS Code foundation.
I see, interesting. So Cursor is the current favorite. What makes it stand out?
Two words, tab completion and the composer feature. Cursor, with its heritage from the Superhuman team, just nails the autocomplete experience. And the UX of the composer, that seamless integration of AI-assisted coding, seems to have won our subject over.
It's amazing how these little details can sway your preference. So is it all sunshine and roses with Cursor? Any downsides?
Well, the VS Code Foundation, while providing stability and a rich ecosystem, does come with the baggage of slower startup times. But hey, no editor is perfect.
True. And what about other AI features? Any experimentation with those?
Absolutely. Our subject dabbled in Cursor's Model Context Protocol, MCP, integration, a way for LLMs to interact with APIs. It's a bit experimental, but opens up some fascinating possibilities.
That sounds really cool. So after all this exploration, where does our subject stand now?
For now, Cursor seems to be the winner, though our subject remains open to further exploration. Who knows what the next 6 months will bring? Windsurf is on the radar, and of course there's Vizier, a powerful tool for generating UI, particularly within the Vercel ecosystem. But that, my friend, is a story for another podcast. Thanks for joining us today for this Editor Odyssey. Until next time, happy coding.
Goodbye.